Hallelujah. How many know the Holy Ghost is here? How many know that God is in this place? Awesome in power, His great majesty. In this place this morning, a tangible man, His presence so real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want this consciousness to just fill our hearts this morning. Fill our minds. Our thoughts. All that we are. Okay. It's going to be good. How many know the miraculous is here? You better believe it. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. All right. It's going to be great this morning. As we go on this morning, it's going to be a little different. Well, first, I just want to encourage us from scriptures. Something happened last week. I just want to bring that to the fore real quickly as we continue. Luke in chapter 5, verse 17. Can you just reduce just a smidge, please, just a little? Hallelujah. That's better. Still a little echo. Luke in chapter 5, verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out from every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of God, the power of the Lord, was present to heal them. What was Jesus doing at this time, in this place, in this location, in this locality? What was Jesus doing? As he was what?
Teaching.
As he was teaching. So teaching was going on. The word in bodily form was sharing, espousing, letting forth, setting forth the word in truth and verity, in truth and in power. And it says the power of God was present to heal. Why was that so? Because God himself was in that location. Jesus was in the house. And where his presence is, friends, there's what? Power. Without a shade of doubt, anytime, every time. All day, always. His presence. His presence. It says the power of God was present to heal. The power of God is in this place this morning. Why? Because God is here. What is that condition? Is it an ailment? How long has it been? How short has it been? Do you think it's a minor issue? A major issue? Whatever it is, as you hear the word this morning, as you listen to the word of teaching, to the word of exhortation this morning, I want you to have that expectation. That even as the message is going forth, the power of God is effectuating a cure in your body, bringing change to your circumstance, to your situation, so much so that you don't leave this place the same way you came. Because his power is so real. I was here last week sitting there while Joanne was teaching on the water, healing waters flowing. I'd come in with a wrist condition, my right wrist, that hand so painful. And I said, okay, the message is going forth, and the pain just receded. At the end, when she stopped, called the prayer ministers up. I said, okay, where is it? Slight pain still there. It had receded so much. But I said, okay, Lord, before this day is over, this pain is completely gone. And guess what, friends?
Gone
by the power of God. And I'm saying, as you're sitting there hearing the word, as you're listening, things just drop off. You better believe this, friends, because it's so real. I don't care about what name that issue is called. Be expectant. Jesus was teaching and he was present. And where he is, his power is in manifestation. You better believe it. This morning I have the distinct honor of calling forward the first of two teachers who will be sharing with us today what the Lord has as it relates to healing. I want to call on James for his word of exhortation. Let's encourage him as he comes forward this morning.
Thanks, Pastor. Father, we just thank you and just praise you for this opportunity that we can stand in your presence before your peoples and just bless you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that will be spoken. We also thank you that the voice that we will hear, even I'm speaking, but we will hear a voice, your voice, that will speak to us. It will be louder than mine. We know that you have a still small voice that you will speak to each one of us, because it is what you want to do today in each one of our life. We come expecting, and we declare we are receiving today in Jesus' name. Amen. What we're going to deal with, what we're dealing with, is fighting a good fight. A good fight of faith. A good fight of faith. You know, that's awesome. Because when we think about everything that God have done for us, is good. It's good. It's, you know, there was nothing that have been done. Nothing that wasn't good. I was listening to one writer was saying, every good and every perfect gift comes from God. He was talking about how good God was. I was listening to another writer, and he was saying that when we begin to get a revelation of a goodness of God, things, then we our thinking changes. That's how good God is. So Paul was saying here, I believe it was Paul that was writing in 1 Timothy 6:21, is to fight the good fight of faith, laid hope on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. See, he's talking about that eternal life. If we look back in John, he was talking about how much God loved us that he gave what? Jesus. Once we received Jesus, we walked what? In relationship with him. That's when our relationship started. Here he's talking about the fight that we have to fight. See, we can't give up because, see, things do happen. Conflicts happen. I'm going to share something, and maybe this will, you know, help with some of the things I want to share. I love to make pies. Sweet potato pies. And I'm hoping this is going to tie in what I'm saying. Now, it was approximate close to 30 years before I really, really had this thing packed down. Why did it take so long? Well, sometimes you can get so focused on doing it that you're not listening to what is actually being said or taught. You see what I'm saying? Well, let me go this way. I went to those who was professional in pies, making pies. My mother was one. My sister and them. All of them have had experience in it. And I tried it, and I tried it, and I tried it. They came out pretty good. I even got compliments from them. When my wife and I started dating back in 1992, and their family is close connected, and each one would bring a dish, and I brought a pie. And it was tastes pretty good. But here's what I really want to say here. It was, I believe it was 2012. I started making pies in 1987, 88. And someone said something to me that really it's just a light went off. And they said, sweet potato pie. And the thought that came to me, I wasn't putting enough sugar in the pie. So today, as we are speaking today, excuse me, the pies are getting better. It works the same way with the word. Things come. Things happen. But if I stay focused and keep fighting the fight of faith, I might fall down, but I'm just like the baseball player. I get up and dust myself off and keep moving. You know, so as Paul was saying here to us, he was saying, fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life. See, we have eternal life. You know, and so as I looked at this and as I keep looking at this, I keep looking at myself. Because each day, I have to look at me to make sure that I see some improvement. See, my makeup needs to go on each day. And when I say the makeup, I'm talking about the makeup of the Word of God. Because more and more I put it on, storm will come, but it won't run. And you know, if we can say it like this here, Victoria's Secret don't have a better secret. It's no longer a secret anymore because Victoria's Secret is in most local malls, big malls. They're there. So this is not a secret for us. The key of it is keep putting what? The word on. And that's the word of God. We'll look at another scripture that I really love. And Paul was writing this, and evidently, excuse me, he had the same problem. And he says in Philippians 3:12, not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfected, perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehend of Christ. Paul was dealing with the same thing that we was dealing with. You know, we deal with a mind. You know, the things come up within our mind. And it tells us that the word is not working. And you know, we have all these different things. But he kept focus. He kept on the race. He stayed on the race. And it works the same way with the pies. They didn't look like it was working. But bless God, it's working. It's working. See, there's a fight that we all deal with each day. It can be financially. It can be physical within our body or whatever. But the good fight says that we win. We win. Now, if Paul was able to write this and he was able to write it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it makes me think, it makes me realize this here. Paul was dealing with the same thing that we're dealing with. He wasn't perfect. He had to put on his makeup just like we did every day. But he kept the focus. He kept focus on the Word of God. That is the only thing that is going to keep us focused is God's Word and God Himself. That's the only thing that can change us is the Word of God. And I think about it, I think I was reading, and it really blessed me. It you know, it's good when you have a testimony. You know, you said we overcame by the blood of a lamb and the word of our testimony. It's good to hear testimony. It's encouraged you. But see, the testimony I'm sharing, I was here. And I was reading, it says, a year last year, we occupied the building that we're sitting in. A year last year, this month. And I was thinking about that. And if we look at the good report that we got, they was good. But there was things that tried to hinder the good report. But look at us today. And it makes me look at it, regardless of what is going on, we saw the hands of God moving. We saw the word of God working. And it's still working today. Praise God. I'm going to close with this. And I love this. And I say it this way. You know, I'm not really a sports fan. But my team never lose. I'm always on the winning team. I don't care what sports it is, I win. I always win. 1 Corinthians 9:24. And it says, know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. We win. Whoever's going for the trophy, we all can go for the same trophy. We can go for the trophy. We win. We win. See, it's for all of us. It's for all of us. That's what he was saying here. We win. And the reason he know that he won, the reason he wrote it for us is because he was encouraged, and he was encouraging us. Look at it. You win. Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that for a manifestation of your presence is taking place even right now in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 John. Thank you, James. 1 John in chapter 5. It's interesting because as I got the speakers ready for today, we'll find a common theme. And that was not by design, at least not theirs, by his design. And the truth of the matter is, this is something that the exact same topic had been on my heart. Been meditating on that, stewing on that, and it's coming up shortly. But that passage from 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, there's a lot of focus on the first portion, first part. Fight the good fight of what?
Faith.
And there can be a large series on that, friends. Well, that next clause is very key. Says what? Lay hold. Someone said lay hold.
Lay hold.
On what? Eternal life. Lay hold on what? Eternal life. So here's the question. You can take that as an assignment if you will. Does that mean you don't have eternal life yet? So the question is, what does it mean? Amen. It says lay hold. You're fighting a good fight, and that good fight involves what? Laying hold. on eternal life. So we were at 1 John and chapter 5. Is that correct? All right. From verse 11. And this is the record, as the KJV puts it. I'm reading from the New King James, so let me read and not quote. It says, and this is the testimony that God has what? Given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Next verse. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have what? Life. Next verse. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know. Please try to check that out in the Amplified and get lost with it. Get in the Spirit. Pray. Just do whatever you want to do. That you may know that you have eternal life. Of a certainty. There's assuredness in this, friends, that you have this life. And where is this life? Where is this eternal life?
Right here.
It's on the inside. It's within you. The life of God. Which sets you apart from the world. What puts you in, I don't know how to describe it. If you talk about vantage positions, that just sets you apart. And as it concerns healing, as it concerns health, we know that this eternal life came by salvation. When you believe, based on faith in the finished work of the cross, based on faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And as we know, as students of the word here at House on the Rock Church, here at Healing School, that word salvation includes, necessarily implicates what? Healing. If you like, from Romans 1:16, not being ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it says what? It is the power of God unto what? Unto salvation. And that word salvation, as a word, as a concept, includes your healing. So when it says lay hold on it, it's about how can you get to, in the manner of speaking, I can say maximize the life that is on the inside, but by that I mean get it to come into what? Into manifestation. Because it's within, and we're talking about having what? An expression to this life on the inside. How does this work? These are some of the things we'll be looking into and considering. Amen? But there's the charge though. Fight the good fight of what? Faith. Do what? Lay hold on eternal life. So, here's the key or the cheat sheet, if you like. Eternal life is where? It's on the inside. Lay hold. How? Amen. Praise God. I want to take this moment. I'd like to invite Ifeoma for her word of exhortation on healing this morning.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Can I get a noise in the house? Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus Christ. Thank you, my brother, for that wonderful message. And starting me off really very well. Don't you love God, how he walks? He prayed and I believed, I received. How many of us believe we received that prayer this morning? Amen. So we shall have it. Praise Jesus. Amen. 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 So I'm jumping right into the message. The title of my message is Fight Back. So do you see what Pastor Sean was talking about? We didn't talk to each other. So God knows what you need this morning. Amen. So don't look at us. Look at yourself. He knows you will be sitting there this morning. And he knows exactly what you needed. He had laid it in the heart of Pastor Shehu. My brother James came forth and introduced it. And here am I asking you to do what? Fight back. Are you going to fight back? Praise Jesus Christ. How many of us have come out here before, you've gone somewhere else, and you've been prayed for? And you got healing. You know, the symptoms disappeared. But a couple of hours, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, the symptoms come creeping back up. Can I see your hand up if that has happened to you before? Pray Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of us want to learn or be reminded, because this might not be your first time of doing this, but you want to be reminded of exactly what to do so that you can permanently get rid of that symptom? Pray Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see I get excited about Christ. Jesus is good. The Bible continuously, like our brother has just shown us this morning, continuously asks us to fight back. Fight the good fight of faith. Why is that so? The truth is that the devil that held us bound before really never wanted us to be born again. You know that, right? And after you got born again, he didn't go on vacation. Hello? Right? He couldn't stop you from being born again. Now his next agenda is to minimize or to completely erase the benefit you're supposed to get in Christ. And you just answer a Christian, but meanwhile he's beating you upside down every single day. It will stop today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! We saw in Mark chapter 11, if you would turn there, I want to show you that Jesus Christ, who is our example, fought each time. He fought back. He never let any word that was contrary to what is the in the word, in, what is in the Bible, what he knows, to go by unchallenged. Did you notice that? If you notice, if you study the life of Jesus Christ, you know, in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, no word came to Jesus that was contrary to what he knows to be the truth that he did not challenge. Hello? And that's what he wants us to do. I'm using a few examples here, but you know, our Bibles are filled with many examples. In Mark chapter 11, you know, from verse 12, I'll just tell the story because of time. Jesus Christ came out of Bethany and was hungry. And he saw a fig tree. Yeah, normally what I understand about fig trees, if they have leaves, they should have fruit, right? Then Jesus showed up. He was hungry and he saw a fig tree with leaves. Of course, the leaves is an indication that you should have what? Fruit. He went closer. There's no fruit. You know what many of us would have done today? Oh, well, it's not the time for fruit. We just go about our business, right? But not Jesus. That tree was saying something to him that was contrary to what he knows to be the truth. And the Bible said he answered back. In fact, the New Living Translation, that's New King James, says he responded. And we can relate to this. You know, many of us respond to body language more than we respond to words, right? So we understand that even though physically speaking, that tree didn't say something audible that was written down, but the Bible says he responded. He says, okay, you are a false advertiser here. No one will eat from you ever again. He didn't let it lie in law. He could have, right? But that's how the enemy creeps in. If you let him, if you give him 1 inch, guess what? he takes a mile. So that first sign, what do? You stand and you speak. The four ways, because of time, I want to give you four things that you need to do to help you get rid of these symptoms. And again, it could be that you have been prayed for before. It could be this is the first time it's showing up. How many of us know that when sicknesses come, they don't all come at the same time? You get the first sign, right? Let me use bacteria as an example. It might be just one bacteria that just dropped in and you sneezed, and everybody around you is saying, bless you, bless you. Rebuke that thing immediately. Pray Jesus Christ. Because the truth of the matter is that one bacteria, if you let it, ignore it, it will multiply into two. In mathematics, if you add, you can add something can increase by 2 plus 2 or 10 plus 10, right? You get 20. It can multiply by 10 times 10. You get 100. 100 is certainly bigger than 20, right? But bacteria, they expand exponentially. Exponential is when those numbers start climbing on top of the other. For those of us who hate math, you know, when we write them on top, and when you say 10 raised to the power 10, you are now talking about 10,000 million. And what happens at this point in time is that it overwhelms your body. And at that point, you are now struggling to fight it back. But if instantly, if you are at alert to know that this visitor that just knocked at your door is not a foe, it's not a friend, it's a foe, what do you do? Immediately you start fighting back. So the first thing you do is be at alert. Hello? Our brother told us to fight a good fight of faith. That's the instruction of the Bible. He didn't write it. You understand what I'm saying? Jude said, contend earnestly. Earnestly contend. Right? Jude 1:3. Earnestly. Earnestly. So don't do it loose-handedly. Don't joke with the enemy. He doesn't fight fair. Are you listening? So what do? You have to be at alert. You have to be aware that there's an enemy out there. Your sicknesses and diseases are not coming to teach you righteousness. They are coming to kill you. Hello? No, they are not. No, no. Please, they are not there to teach you anything. They are there to take you out. So at the very first sign of it, be aware of who came and do what? Fight back. How do you fight back? You talk back. That's the first step. Talk back at that thing. Jesus talked to that tree, right? He said, may no one eat of you again. And he went about his business. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 tells us that our weapon of warfare is not what? It's not carnal. Jesus could have cut that tree down, right? That would be a carnal way of dealing with that issue. But it might not kill it from the root if you cut it down. Except you have to go uproot everything. So many times when we have this cold, it just comes in. You know, you can take Tylenol and, it will go away. But what happens is if you really want to get rid of the sickness or whatever that thing is coming from the roots, you have to do what? Open your mouth and speak the word of God. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I was healed, therefore I am healed. I'm not letting you stay. I am in charge of this body. You are not doing what? Staying. Are you listening? You must do what? Talk back. And because you know by whom you have believed, my time is gone. The third thing you do is you stand. Pray Jesus Christ. Because God has guaranteed you victory. James 4:7 says what? Submit yourself to God. Resist Satan. Actively fight against Satan, and he will do what? Because victory is already guaranteed. Once you start speaking, don't give up. Stand. Satan capitalizes on the children of God giving up very easily. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing. With prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Because you know Satan must leave, that symptom must leave, what do? You start thanking God for it. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't care what it is that you're fighting today. I don't care how long it's been. I don't even care if you have been received prayer for it before. Today, say with me, today is living. In fact, some of it is gone. If you agree with me right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father King of Glory, I thank you for your word. I thank you for as many as have believed you, Lord of Glory, for your deliverance this morning of every symptom that has continuously bothered them, oh God. And for those we might just be coming up, Father, grant them the boldness to stand and see the victory, the healing in their bodies today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Shell.
I apologize about that.
We were at 1 John 5, still on the same theme. First was fighting the good fight, fight the good fight. Second exhortation was fight back. We're encouraged not to take blows from the enemy, doing what? Laying low. Not accepting those things, symptoms, signs, pains, infirmities, weaknesses, and the list goes on by whatever name. Let's take a look at 1 John in chapter 5. We were there just a short while ago. We talked about eternal life. This morning, overall, I just want to leave you with this abiding thought, concept, idea, truth, reality, based on your position in Christ Jesus, based on your position as the child of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, this is from the New King James, for whatever, version I like says, but whoever, whosoever, I believe that's King James, says whatever, whosoever is born of God does what? Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our what?
Faith.
Our faith. This is the abiding thought. This is what should resound in our hearts as conviction. I am an overcomer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So, in saying fight the good fight, we're not just saying, oh, as it were, a charge to go to battle, and whatever may be, whatever will be, because you may be on the losing, winning side. No, you are already what? An overcomer. We win. You win. Even in the face of that infirmity, that pain, that cancer, whatever it is, you're an overcomer. You have overcome already. Why? Why is that so? I'm actually asking. Praise God. It's healing school, because everyone's looking at me like, why is that the case, Teresa? It's important to know these things and to be assured of these things in our hearts. Teresa, first.
The price has already been paid.
The price has already been paid. Thank you, Teresa. Doris?
Because Jesus has already overcome, and I'm in him, and he's in me.
Amen. Jesus has already overcome. I'm in him and he's what? In me. Anyone else? Now, friends, these responses are not just responses based on human thinking or just human thought. These are things, this is the word being expressed. And it becomes reality in your heart as you give yourself over. In relationship to Christ Jesus, as you give yourself over to his word, which is quick, which is powerful. There was someone. I missed it. Yes. Hilda. By the blood of Jesus. That hops back to the sacrifice made on the cross. Christy. Amen. I am the redeemed of the Lord and no longer under what? A curse. Blake. Christ died for me that I may live life and live life what? More abundantly. Yes. Suzanne.
Because his word is true, my symptom is not true.
Did you get that? So in the final analysis, friends, can we get prayer ministers up this way? The prayer team members, would you come? So in the manner of speaking, friends, there's a choice. What are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Christ and his word. Or the symptom. Or the sign. Or the infirmity. Or the report. Or the result. Or that testimony. That record from the hospice, from the hospital, from the doctor, from the technician, from whoever it is. So there's a choice. How will you stand? Will you stand in faith, knowing who lives on the inside of you, knowing what it is that you carry? I keep hearing rivers of living water. John 7:37-39. Eternal life on the inside of you, and all that that means, every ramification for you as a child of God. How will you stand? What do you believe? How are you believing what you believe? Do you know? Do you agree that you have overcome already? This is why it's important to get into the word and to abide therein with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with what? Thanksgiving. It's key, friends. Let's rise. Let's stand. You're here this morning and you just want agreement concerning a situation you're currently facing, a symptom, a sign. And as you sat there listening to the word this morning, that matter, that issue, that condition, that thing hasn't dropped off. I'd love for you right now to make your way forward boldly. Boldly. This is not a time to be shy. This is not a time to be in trepidation or fear or anxiety. In obedience, I'd just like for you to make your way forward this morning. God is in this place. His presence here is so real. His power in manifestation.
Just make your way forward. You're here and you say, I don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I don't have this eternal life of which we speak. I'd love to partake of this life. I'd love to be set free once and for all from the doldrums of sin and from bondage. Today's your day. You're here and you say, I don't have baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't have that connection. There's no evidence. Example in the area of speaking in tongues. I'd love for you also boldly to make your way forward this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for manifestations of healing in this place. Thank you, Lord, even for testimonies that result. And thanksgiving constantly that redounds to your holy name. Just give you praise, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that heart that was just touched. That heart that was just touched. Thank you, Lord, for that mind that was just loosed from negative thinking, negative thoughts, constant like a barrage. Set free, made whole, healed by the power of God. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a testimony. Do not leave without putting it down, a report to be able to share with the body. Okay, you need prayer. Prayer ministers, prayer team members are here in power to minister life and grace, even in that situation. We're back in time for the service at 10:45. Just to rejoice and give him praise some.